Long ago, in the little town of Cloggan, County Donegal, there was an old man and an old woman who had three daughters. Unfortunately, the old man died. But the one thing his wife and his three daughters never thought they would have to worry about was money. Because when he died, he left them a long leather bag filled with gold coins. However, just a few nights later, when the family was sleeping, someone crept into their house and stole away the long leather bag filled with the gold coins. And then they were poor, and poor indeed. Finally, the oldest daughter went to her mother. "Mother, I'm old enough now to go out into the world and get a job and bring back the money to support you and me two younger sisters. Please say that I may go." Her mother thought for a moment. "Very well, me child, I will let you try your luck. Will you take the whole bannock or half the loaf and me blessing?" The girl looked at the loaf of bread her mother was holding out to her. "Ah, mother, I'll take the whole bannock. Sure I'll be starving by the side of the road travelling. I'll need the bread more than the blessing." The mother gave her eldest daughter the whole bannock, and then she kissed her goodbye. The girl travelled farther than you could tell me, and twice as far as I could tell you, until at last she came to a little village. Someone said there was an old man in that village looking for a girl to work for him.
"I's a bit of a wizard, so they say, but don't let that be bothering you. He'll pay you well, and he's a good, quiet man."
The girl went and knocked on the old man's door.
"Yes, I've been looking for a girl just like you to sweep the cabin and keep it neat and tidy and have me dinner on the table every night when I'm coming home. Yes, I'll give you a job to do me, fine lady, but you must never, never, under any circumstance at all, look up over the fireplace. Do you understand that, missy?"
"Oh, yes, sir, I understand it."
The girl was quite frightened of the old man, but she took the job and she did well. She kept the house neat and tidy and had the old man's dinner on the table every night. The only trouble was, she was getting so curious about what might be up there over the fireplace. One morning, when all her chores were done, she moved the stool over to where she could climb up.
"I wonder what in the world that old man keeps up there. Sure, there could be no harm in just taking a peek. Oh, I would never take a thing that didn't belong to me. But what could be the harm in looking?"
The girl climbed up. She wasn't tall enough to be able to see up there, but she stretched her arms up over the fireplace and she felt around until finally she found something hidden in a little opening over the mantel. All of a sudden, she pulled on a leather strap and a heavy leather bag came falling into her arms. She jumped off the stool with it.
"By gosh, is this the leather bag that rightfully belongs to me and me family?"
She looked inside, and the bag was filled with gold coins. She thought for a moment.
"Should I take it?" "Of course I should. This bag is mine. It belongs to me, Mum, and all of us."
The girl slung the leather bag up over her shoulder and darted out the door, not even stopping to shut the door behind her. She ran down the road as fast as she could.
"If I hurry, perhaps I could get home tonight, all in the self-same day."
As she ran down the road, she came upon a horse. The horse spoke to the girl.
"Brush me, brush me, please brush me. No one's brushed me in such a long time, and me mane is all ragged and matted."
"Do you think I have nothing better to do with me time than to be brushing the likes of you?"
The girl flung a little stick at the horse and kept right on running. Soon enough, she came upon a sheep.
"Fleece me, fleece me, please fleece me. No one's fleeced me in such a long time, and the wool is heavy on me back."
"Oh, I can't be stopping to fleece you. I'm on me way home."
The girl threw a little rock at the sheep and kept right on running. Soon enough, she came to a mill.
"Turn me, turn me, please turn me. No one's turned me in such a long time, and the flower is heavy within me.
Oh, I'm not going to be turned the likes of you. I don't even know how to turn a mill anyway, and I've got more important things to do.
But the girl was so very tired, she realized she couldn't possibly make it all the way home that day. She went behind the mill. She saw some soft green grass.
Ah, well, I'll just have a bit of a rest here and continue on me way in the morning.
The girl lay down on the grass and she fell asleep. That was her big mistake. Because by that time, the wicked old wizard had come home, and when he discovered that his gold was gone, he was in a fit and a fury. He ran out of his house and down the road. First off in the road, he saw the horse. Horse, horse, have you seen a girl with me tig, with me tag, with me long leather bag?
I have, said the horse. She was just headed off in that direction.
The old man smiled a wicked smile, and he ran down the road where the horse pointed. Soon he came to the sheep.
Sheep, sheep, have you seen a girl with me tig, with me tag, with me long leather bag?
Indeed I have, said the sheep. Didn't she take the bend in the road straight over there?
The old man grinned a terrible grin, so you could see he had just one tooth in his head. He took the bend in the road as well. Soon he came upon the mill.
Mill, mill, have you seen a girl with me tig, with me tag, with me long leather bag?
Ah, the girl you're talking about is sleeping right behind me at this very moment.
The old man crept quietly behind the mill, and when he saw the girl asleep, with a long leather bag right next to her, he took out his white wand. He tapped the girl on the forehead and turned her into a white stone. Then he slung the long leather bag over his shoulder and headed home, laughing and spitting as he walked. As happy as the old man was, that's how sad they were back in the little town of Cloggan, County Donegal. Now it had been 3 years since the oldest sister left the house. They knew not what had become of her, but they were poorer than ever. Finally, the second oldest daughter went to her mother.
Mother, please allow me to go out into the world and look for work. Sure, I can find a job and bring back home the money to you.
The mother was afraid to let another daughter go, but finally she said,
Very well, me child. Will you take the whole bannock, or half the loaf, and me blessing?
Ah, sure, I'll be needing the food much more than the blessing, mother.
And so the mother gave her daughter the whole loaf of bread. The girl set off, and she travelled farther than you could tell me, and twice as far as I could tell you. And everything that had happened to her oldest sister now happened to her. She got a job with the same wicked old wizard, and he gave her the same warning. She found the same long leather bag and ran away with it down the road.
Do you think she had time to help the horse, or the sheep, or the mill? Of course not. She had something much more important to do.
And then the second girl fell asleep behind the mill, and the wicked old wizard took his white wand and turned her into a white stone, just like her sister. Now 7 years had passed since the first girl had gone out into the world. Neither she nor her sister had ever been heard from again. The youngest girl, still at home, was begging her mother.
Please, please, mother, I know you're afraid to let me go, but sure, we have nothing at all to eat in this house except potatoes. Potatoes for breakfast, potatoes for dinner, potatoes for supper. Please, mother, we'll be starving to death soon enough. Say you'll let me try me luck and get a job.
The mother stood listening to her daughter, with the tears streaming down her cheeks. But she knew it was true.
Someone had to find work and make some money. Very well, me child, I will let you go. Will you take the whole bannock, or half the loaf, and me blessin'?
The youngest girl thought for a moment. Mother, I'll take half the loaf and your blessin', I'm thinking.
The mother gave her half the bannock, and she said a prayer over her daughter to give her good luck travelling the road. Then the youngest girl left. She travelled farther than you could tell me, and twice as far as I could tell you.
Finally, she reached the home of the wicked old wizard.
Yes! I've been looking for a girl just like you to make me dinner each evening and keep me cabin neat and tidy. But never, never, under any circumstance at all, may you look up over the fireplace. Bad things have happened to girls who have done that.
The youngest girl was a great worker, and the wizard was well pleased with her. But one day, she got all her chores done first thing in the morning, and now there was nothing to do but think. And all she could think about,
oh, what do you suppose that old wizard keeps up there over the mantelpiece? Oh, I know it's wrong to look, but sure the curiosity is killing me.
She moved the stool over and she climbed up.
Ha! Huh, there's nothing but dust and dirt up here. I should be cleaning it, sure I should.
But then she felt something else. She gave a tug.
A big, heavy leather bag tumbled into her arms, and she jumped down from the stool with it.
She shook her head.
Oh, it's full of something. It's heavy right enough.
She didn't think she had ever seen it before. But then, all of a sudden, as she held the bag in her arms, she remembered the stories in her family about a long leather bag that was stolen.
Sure, if this was our bag, it would be filled with gold coins.
She sat down on the stool and she looked inside. Sure enough, the bag had more gold coins than she had ever seen in her life.
This bag rightfully belongs to me and me mom and all of us.
The girl wiped a tear away, thinking how poor her mother had been all these years. She moved the stool back, slung the bag over her shoulder, and hurried out the door. She ran down the road thinking,
oh, wouldn't it be grand if I could get home before the day is done?
As she ran, she came to the horse. The horse looked at the girl.
Brush me, please brush me. No one's brushed me in such a long time, and me mane is all ragged and matted.
Ah, sure, I'd be glad to do a thing like that.
The girl put the bag down, and she looked in her pocket.
All she found was her own little comb, which really wasn't big or strong enough to brush a horse's mane, but she did the best she could.
She started combing the horse's mane at the bottom, the way her mother taught her to do with her own hair. Then she untangled the next part of the mane and combed that. Finally, after about an hour's work, that horse had a beautiful, sleek, silky mane.
Ah, you're a lovely girl, and I thank you from the bottom of me heart.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
And the girl slung her bag over her shoulder and continued down the road. Soon enough, she came upon the sheep.
Fleece me, please fleece me. No one's fleeced me in such a long time, and the wool is heavy on me back.
Ah, well, sure I'll try me hand at it.
The girl put down her bag, and she looked in her other pocket.
Oh, it's a pity and a crying shame. Sure, the only thing I have in me pocket is this wee knife.
And with the small knife, the size of a jackknife, the girl tried to shear the sheep. She worked at it, and she worked at it. She cut a little wool off here, and a little wool off there.
Ah, it was a big job.
But after a couple of hours, that sheep was so happy. Most of the hot, heavy wool was gone, and now he was ready for the spring and the summertime weather.
Ah, you're a good girl and a grand girl, and I thank you very kindly.
You're welcome, sure and certain.
The girl picked up her bag and continued down the road. Soon enough in the road, she came to the mill.
Turn me, please turn me.
No one's turned me in such a long time, and the flour is heavy within me.
Oh, but sure, I've never turned a mill in me life, and I really don't know how to do it.
Ah, well, I suppose there's no time like the present for learning.
So the girl began pushing the wheel to try to turn it. It was very heavy, and at first it wouldn't move at all. She kept pushing and pushing, and finally the wheel turned and the mill ground the flour and it all fell down, and the girl said to herself, sure now, the people can come and use the flour to make their bannocks and their cakes.
Psst!
The mill whispered to the girl,
listen to me, girl, and listen careful now, because I'm going to tell you how you can save not only your own life, but also the lives of your sisters as well.
The girl stared at the mill, and she paid close attention as he began to speak. The mill told the girl a long story, almost the same exact story as I've been telling to you. And when the mill finished, the girl did just what he told her to do. First, she did not go behind the mill to lie down on the grass. Instead, she hid herself by the side of the mill where no one would see her if they were coming down the road. And there was indeed somebody coming down the road. It was the wicked old man in a fit and a fury. His face was beet red. 3 times 3 girls had run away with his gold. He stomped down the road, fists clenched by his sides. He came to the horse. He raised his fist and he shook it. Horse, horse, have you seen a girl with me tig, with me tag, with me long leather bag? The horse looked at the wicked old man and he shook his sleek and silky mane.
No,
said the horse.
No?
The old man couldn't believe his ears. He stared at the horse. The horse had always helped him before. He didn't know what to do. He decided he'd walk in the same direction he walked the last 2 times because he couldn't think of anything else. Soon in the road, he came to the sheep.
Sheep, sheep, have you seen a girl with me tig, with me tag, with me long leather bag?
The sheep turned around and she looked up at the wizard.
I've got better things to do than to always be looking after your girls that run away with your gold. The answer's no.
The wicked old man shook his fist. He stomped his feet and his face turned redder. He couldn't believe this. The sheep wasn't going to help him either. Not knowing what else to do, the old man took the same bend in the road he had taken the last 2 times, and he came to the mill.
Mill, mill! Have you seen a girl with me tig, with me tag, with me long leather bag?
Indeed, no, I have not.
And the mill said nothing more. The wicked old man was so terribly exhausted from running and yelling and clenching his fists that he himself went behind the mill, found a spot near the 2 white stones, and lay down on the grass. He decided to rest a while before continuing to look for his gold. The youngest girl waited by the side of the mill for a long time. Finally, she came out and she did exactly what the mill had told her to do. She crept behind the mill as quietly as she could, and there she saw the old man sleeping. And for the first time, she saw the 2 white stones. She almost cried because she knew from the mill's story what those 2 stones really were. But this was no time for crying. The girl looked carefully at the old man. He was snoring softly, and his eyelids were not fluttering. He was definitely asleep. The girl took a deep breath. She reached down, and with a shaky hand, she picked up the wicked old wizard's white wand. She tapped the old man himself on the head with the wand and instantly turned him into a white stone. Then the girl flipped the wand around quickly, and using the point on the opposite end, she tapped the first white stone. Her oldest sister came back to life. She tapped the second white stone, and there was her second sister. The three girls were so happy. They jumped up and down, and they danced around, and they hugged each other. Then the youngest girl slung the long leather bag over her shoulder. The three girls traveled farther than you could tell me, and twice as far as I could tell you. When they came in sight of their own small cabin, their mother just happened to be looking out the window. She was very happy to see that long leather bag filled with the gold coins, but there was something she was even happier to see. Her own three daughters back home all together again.